From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood has backed away from a statement he made earlier today that owners of recalled Toyotas should stop driving their vehicles. More from NPR's Brian Naylor.
Toyota has recalled over 5 million vehicles because of problems with sudden acceleration. LaHood, appearing before a House panel, was asked what owners of the recalled vehicles should do.
My advice is, if anybody owns one of these vehicles, stop driving it, take it to the Toyota dealer, because they believe they have the fix for it.
Later, LaHood said his advice to stop driving the recalled Toyotas was, quote, obviously a misstatement, and that owners should take their cars to a dealer to get them repaired. The company says the problem is due to jammed floor mats and sticking accelerators, but the government is now looking into whether electronic throttle controls may play a role. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Attorney General Eric Holder is defending the Obama administration's decision to charge the man accused in the Christmas Day bombing attempt against a U.S. jetliner in civilian court. In a letter to Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, Attorney General Eric Holder says no objection was made by other parts of the government. Holder's letter comes as some Republicans have been critical of the move to try Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab in a civilian court rather than allowing the military to handle the case. Some GOP lawmakers have claimed the arrest and FBI interrogation of Abdulmutallab resulted in lost intelligence. Abdulmutallab has reportedly been cooperating with investigators. Within hours, Senate Republicans will have a 41-member caucus capable of sustaining filibusters to block legislation and nominees proposed by the Democratic majority. That's because Republican Scott Brown is expected to be sworn in tomorrow as the new senator from Massachusetts. NPR's David Welnett reports.
Senator-elect Brown had wanted to wait until late next week to be sworn in, but the votes have now been counted in the special election for the seat held nearly half a century by the late Ted Kennedy. And conservatives had been pressing Brown to move up his swearing-in to end the Democrats' filibuster-resistant 60-vote majority. At a retreat of those Democrats, President Obama assured them that Brown's election had not changed everything in the Senate.
All that's changed in the last 2 weeks is that our party's gone from having the largest Senate majority in a generation to the second largest Senate majority in a generation. And we've got to remember that.
In the near term, Brown's arrival could help Republicans thwart efforts by Democrats to confirm some of President Obama's nominees, as well as jobs legislation they plan to unveil. David Welnett, NPR News, the Capitol.
The nation's service sector expanded last month. The Institute for Supply Management, a key purchasing managers group, says its service sector index rose by just slightly more than half a point in January to 50.5. Any reading above 50 signals growth. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 26 points today to end the session at 10,270. The Nasdaq closed up a fraction. This is NPR. An offer by Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to export some of the country's uranium abroad is being greeted with skepticism by a number of Western leaders. France's foreign minister today said Iran is just trying to buy more time. State Department spokesman said if Iran is serious, all it needs to do is accept a plan drawn up months ago and notify the International Atomic Energy Agency. The Iranian president, in a television interview yesterday, said the country is prepared to send uranium elsewhere to be enriched for nuclear power purposes. That plan has been endorsed by the West as a way to keep Iran from using uranium for nuclear weapons. California officials say they intend to set up a network of monitors to measure methane emissions from regions such as the state's Central Valley that are home to dairy operations and farms. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports from Modesto, California.
The goal is to reduce methane and carbon dioxide emissions, which contribute to global warming. The network, consisting of 7 computerized monitors, will be the first of its kind in the country. By May, devices about the size of a personal computer are expected to be in place in the Central Valley's Farm Belt and near landfills in the Los Angeles region. The California Air Resources Board spent about $400,000 on the devices and software that will analyze the data. The information collected from the monitoring system will be directed to state regulators who are charged with implementing the state's landmark global warming law. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Now that shareholders of British candy maker Cadbury have approved a nearly $20 billion takeover bid from Kraft Foods, 3 top officials at the company say they will step down. Kraft announced this week roughly 72% of Cadbury shareholders voted to approve the deal. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.